Welcome to WHTL Around Town, your weekly look at where WHTL is heading next. From high school sports and live broadcasts to community events, summer celebration tour stops, and local happenings across Wisconsin's heartland, WHTL Around Town keeps you connected to the people, places, and events that make our area feel like home. Now, here are Josh and Rebecca.
Welcome to the very first episode of WHTL Around Town. I'm Josh.
And I'm Rebecca. And this is kind of exciting. Our first official episode.
It is. We talk about this stuff on the air all the time, but this gives us a chance to slow down a little bit and actually talk through what's happening around the area.
Exactly, because there's always something going on. A ball game, a fundraiser, a live broadcast, a summer celebration tour stop, something at one of the schools. It never really slows down around here.
No, it doesn't. Especially this time of year. Spring sports are in full swing, summer events are starting to pop up, and before you know it, every weekend on the calendar is full.
And that's really what WHTL Around Town is going to be. A weekly look at where WHTL is heading next, what we're broadcasting, what we're promoting, and what's happening in the communities we serve.
So if you hear us talking about high school baseball in Arcadia, a fire department dance in Blair, Taste Fest in Black River Falls, or something happening in Whitehall, Oliva Strum, Independence, Gilmanton, Galesville, or anywhere in between, that's what this show is for.
And we'll try to keep it conversational. This isn't supposed to feel like we're reading a community calendar at you for 15 minutes.
Although we do love a good community calendar.
We do, but this should feel more like catching up with what's happening around town.
And we've got a pretty good first week to talk about.
We really do. We're going to look back at Taste Fest in Black River Falls, talk about a busy week of high school sports, preview a live broadcast at Cardinal Manufacturing, and then look ahead to Saturday's WHTL Busch Light Summer Celebration Tour Stop in Blair.
Let's start with Taste Fest, because WHTL was in Black River Falls last week, and Mark and Lynn were there broadcasting live.
That was a fun one. Taste Fest is always a great event, but this year really felt big.
It was. From what we heard, they had a record crowd.
They did. A record crowd, and more food and beverage vendors than ever before. That's a pretty good combination.
That is exactly what you want to hear if you're putting on an event like that. More people, more vendors, and the community showing up.
And Black River Falls always does a nice job with events like this. People come out, they visit, they try different foods and drinks, they support the boosters, and it turns into a really nice community gathering.
That's one of the things we love about getting out of the studio. You get to see how much work people put into these events. You see the volunteers, the organizers, the local businesses, and then you see the community respond.
And Mark and Lynn had a great time being there. You could tell people were happy to be out, and there was just a good energy in the room.
So congratulations to everyone involved with Taste Fest in Black River Falls. A record crowd, more vendors than ever, and another successful event in the books.
And while we were out and about, WHTL also wrapped up a pretty busy week of high school sports.
That's right. Spring sports can be tricky around here because the weather always has a say.
Always.
You can have baseball, softball, soccer, track, and then all of a sudden you're watching the sky, checking the radar, wondering if the field is dry enough, and trying to figure out what got postponed.
That is spring sports in Wisconsin.
But when you get a good week of games in, it's a lot of fun. And this week, WHTL has another full sports schedule.
We start Monday with high school baseball as Arcadia takes on Independence Gilmanton. That's a good local matchup to start the week. Both teams are looking to find some momentum in the early part of the 2026 season, and those games can be really competitive. When both sides are looking for a spark, one big inning, one strong pitching performance, or one clutch hit can change the whole week.
Tuesday, we head to the soccer field. WHTL brings you high school girls soccer as Sparta travels to Arcadia.
Arcadia has had a solid start to the season, and Sparta comes in trying to build off a recent win, so both teams have something to play for. Soccer brings a different kind of energy to the broadcast schedule. It's fast, it's constant movement, and sometimes one good run or one good shot can change the entire match.
Thursday, we're back to softball, and this may be one of the best matchups of the week. WHTL has Arcadia traveling to Blair Taylor in high school girls softball. Arcadia has been strong this season and is coming off a big 11-0 win over Elk Mound. Blair Taylor has also been one of the stronger teams in the area. So you've got two local programs, two communities that support their athletes, and a game that could come down to one big inning, one defensive play, or one clutch swing.
And Friday, we wrap up the sports broadcast week with high school baseball as Whitehall travels to Aliva Strum. That one feels about as WHTL area as it gets. Two nearby schools, two communities with plenty of familiar names, and a matchup that keeps local sports fans connected. Those are the games where you have people listening in town, people streaming from out of town, relatives checking in, and former students following along.
That's the whole point of local sports coverage. It connects people back to their school, their hometown, and the kids representing those communities.
You can listen to the games on your FM dial at 102.3 and stream WHTL anytime at whtlradio.com.
And we also have a live broadcast coming up Wednesday.
That's right. Wednesday, WHTL will be broadcasting live from 4 to 6 at the Cardinal Manufacturing Open House.
Cardinal Manufacturing is such a unique program at Aliva Strum High School. And the open house is a great chance for people to come in, see what the students are doing, and learn more about the program.
It really is one of those programs that puts local education, hands-on learning, and real-world experience together in a way that stands out.
The open house is also a community event. It gives people a chance to see the work being done, support the students, and get a closer look at something pretty special happening right here in our area.
WHTL will be there broadcasting live Wednesday from 4 to 6.
And that live broadcast is brought to you by International Ingredient Corporation.
So make plans to stop by the Cardinal Manufacturing Open House Wednesday and listen for the live broadcast on 102.3 WHTL.
Then, after all of that, Saturday brings us one of those events that really feels like summer is getting started.
Saturday, the WHTL Busch Light Summer Celebration Tour makes a stop in Blair for the Blair Preston Fire Department's dance.
I love these kinds of events. Fire department dances are such a small-town Wisconsin tradition.
They really are. You get the music, the crowd, people catching up, people supporting the department, and usually a whole lot of familiar faces.
And WHTL will be there as part of the Summer Celebration Tour.
Which means the prize wheel will be there too.
And people love the prize wheel.
They do. Stop by, spin the wheel, win some prizes on the spot, and maybe even pick up extra chances toward the grand prize at the end of the season.
The Summer Celebration Tour is one of those things that really gets WHTL out into the communities we serve. It's not just being on the radio, it's being there.
And this Saturday in Blair is a great example. The Blair Preston Fire Department does so much for the area, and events like this are a fun way to support them.
Plus, it's just a good excuse to get out of the house, see people, enjoy the night, and kick off that summer event feeling.
So make plans to join WHTL Saturday at the Blair Preston Fire Department's Dance for the WHTL Busch Light Summer Celebration Tour.
Come say hi, spin the prize wheel, and be part of a great local event.
So, big picture, this is a pretty full week for WHTL.
It is. We're looking back at Taste Fest in Black River Falls. We've got a full high school sports broadcast schedule, a live broadcast Wednesday at Cardinal Manufacturing, and then we're heading to Blair on Saturday.
And that's exactly why we wanted to do WHTL around town.
Because there's a lot happening around here, and WHTL is involved in a lot of it.
This gives us a place each week to talk through the schedule, highlight the communities, and let people know where we'll be.
And hopefully make it feel like you're just sitting in the studio with us, catching up on the week.
So listen to the games and follow along all week on 102.3 WHTL.
Stream us anytime at WHTLradio.com.
And follow WHTL on Facebook for broadcast reminders, event updates, photos, contests, and more.
Thanks for joining us for the first episode of WHTL Around Town.
Your weekly look at where WHTL is heading next.
We'll see you around town.
On 102.3 WHTL.
That's this week's WHTL Around Town. Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting local radio, local sports, and the communities that make Wisconsin's heartland feel like home. Listen to 102.3 WHTL on your FM dial, stream us anytime at WHTLradio.com, and follow WHTL on Facebook and Instagram for event updates, photos, contests, and more. WHTL Around Town, your weekly look at where WHTL is heading next.